SEPTA now has a temporary deal with the Transport Workers Union. It was agreed upon on Monday. General Manager Scott Sauer says SEPTA still has to reach deals with other workers outside the Transport Workers Union who need a contract. Monday's deal is the first of about 15 contracts the transit agency must negotiate with unions. Sauer says with a deal in place for the transport workers, the other deals should generally fall into place. A CDC advisory committee is recommending the first dose of the hepatitis B vaccine be given to infants no earlier than 2 months old, as opposed to the first 24 hours after birth, which has been the standard for over 30 years. Philadelphia pediatricians say this could upend decades of progress in preventing the disease in young children who are later at risk of liver disease and cancer if infected. WHYY's Nicole Leonard has more.
The hepatitis B virus is highly infectious and can spread through contact with blood and other bodily fluids, including at birth. Universal vaccination of all newborns was instituted in 1991. Since then, cases among children have plummeted in the United States. Dr. Tony Richards Rowley of the Pennsylvania chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics says parents should know they can still get the vaccine for their baby at the hospital.
I wouldn't give anybody else's child a vaccine that I wouldn't give my own child, or I wouldn't take myself. If I had any thought, any concern, I wouldn't give it, but I've done the research and I've had the education and I know that these are safe.
Health insurers in Pennsylvania are required to cover the costs for childhood vaccinations supported by the American Academy of Pediatrics and other medical organizations, regardless of new recommendations or changes made at the federal level. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.
A new operation is underway in New Jersey to prevent impaired driving during the holidays. WHYY's David Matthau has details.
The Division of Highway Traffic Safety is providing almost $750,000 to 125 law enforcement agencies to beef up drunk driving patrols and checkpoints across the Garden State through January 1st. Traffic safety officials say impaired driving traditionally spikes during the month of December, and the Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign is designed to make the roads safer. Last year, there were 647 fatal crashes in Jersey, and a third of them involved drivers who had been drinking. From the New Jersey desk, David Matthau, WHYY News.
In sports, the Chargers beat the Eagles last evening in Monday Night Football, the final 22-19 in overtime. And tonight, the Flyers will be hosting the Sharks in South Philly on the ice.